Welcome back to the basement. Welcome back to the basement yard. Today I'm joined by Danny and Frankie. It's a What was that? Was that a gun? Someone's calling you right now.
My brother's calling me.
Yeah, your brother's calling you. Forget that.
I'm not.
By the way, someone was complaining that you were too close to the microphone, Danny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so back.
How should I be? Is that good?
You should back the fuck off, and then we'll figure it out.
Back that ass up?
By the way, we're having a couple beers today. We started drinking when we heard Avicii sadly passed away.
Yeah.
Shout out to Levels.
Levels.
Dude, great Levels time. Is a banger.
There's banger. Levels to this. Banger. Levels. So we had a couple of beers. Honestly, I'm grabbing for excuses to drink nowadays.
Yeah.
When I see the sun, I'm like, let's go.
Well, there's a lot to drink about. It's still fucking 40 degrees out, and it's mid-April.
That's true.
So why not be fucking pissed about it and drink?
When you curse, it's very angry for
I know.
Some reason.
You know, I did this again the other day. I was on the phone with my girlfriend, and she's like saying something, and I couldn't hear her. And out of nowhere, I'm like, I just can't fucking hear you. And I don't mean to come off sounding aggressive. But very
aggressive.
Yeah, you're very aggressive.
I'm sorry.
Did you guys hear about the fucking, there's a YouTuber. I don't know who the fuck it is, but they're apparently going to jail. Not going to jail, but like facing 2 years in prison for like giving a homeless dude an Oreo that had toothpaste in it. What is that video title, by the way?
I don't know, but I want to find it right now.
Giving homeless guys toothpaste cookies. Why?
For some reason, anytime I hear a YouTuber gets in trouble, I think it's one of those, like Aaron or Logan Paul.
Did you say Aaron Paul?
Is that his name?
From Breaking Bad. Hey, yo, bitch.
Logan or who's the other one?
Jake.
Hey, yo, Mr. White, eat this toothpaste, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Eat this, Mr. White, bitch.
Eat these Oreos, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Dude, but anytime I hear someone's in trouble, it's a YouTuber. I think it's one of them, too, because they're just so fucking dumb.
But to your credit, though, Aaron Paul did get at Logan Paul.
That's right.
On Twitter.
That's right.
He did.
Yeah. Giving the Paul a bad name.
Yeah.
First of all, me and Danny saw a video today where Jake Paul goes.
Oh, yeah.
He goes like this. He goes. It was like Vice did like a documentary on him. He had like a pop-up shop in New York or some shit. And Jake Paul goes like this. He goes, you know.
Yo, what is it?
Yo, it's so great.
He's dead serious. There's like dramatic lighting. He goes, you know, I used to be Jake. But, you know, now I'm just like Jake Paul.
Like 3 seconds of silence, too.
He's like, I used to be Jake.
Yo, how I'm Jake Paul. How hard do you think the people fucking filming that were laughing?
Probably just like, what the fuck does that mean?
The girl interviewing
him. They needed to zoom in to see how stupid he was.
Yeah, it's like, dude, what are you talking about?
The girl interviewing him was just like dumbfounded. She was literally like.
Yeah, she was like, I don't even know,
you know what,
how
though?
You can say
and
that.
What I didn't know is that he found out he calls his following Jake Paulers.
Yeah.
That's awful.
How creative.
What do you call your following?
I don't call them anything because I'm not a fucking
Santa
idiot.
Santa
Santa Godites?
Yeah, like I never got Santa into God-ins. That. I always thought that was super weird. Like I would never want to label someone like, yo, are you a fucking Joe Santa Godower?
Yeah, but I'm Santa Gado Clown. It's me, Joe, doing
Santa
my God-o- thing.
But
yeah.
Like famous people have it too. They're like Swifties, Grandes.
Bayhives.
Yeah, but I think that's all like created on its own. It's not like Beyonce's like, yo, you guys are Bayhive.
That's like the
Beehive.
Subculture within it.
But there are certain people that like love it. Like fucking Lady Gaga calling the little monsters. She loves that shit.
Yeah. It's a little.
I swear to God, I think like monster. Her like following is going to come and just like fucking kill us one day.
Yeah, probably.
Like the little. She'll be like, come on, little monsters. And there'll be fucking hands out the walls just grabbing us and
Have
shit.
Have you guys seen that video of Kanye talking about her like being the creative director?
Oh my God.
So
he goes. I like Lady Gaga. She got some good songs. What the fuck does she know about cameras? Because she's the creative director at Polaroid. He's like,
I like some of them Gaga songs.
But what the fuck does she know about cameras? Yo, I love Kanye for that reason.
Yo, he's
so
true.
It's so true.
It
though.
Is 100% true.
It's like, yo, she's the creative director. Like, for what?
What does she do?
What makes the no fuck does she know
and
about
what
cameras?
And not even that, but like, what do they need to be creative with? Just make a fucking camera. It's not hard.
First of all, I love the idea that there's a title, creative director.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
It's like, yo, this is not a one-person thing.
Yeah.
For the most part, like, a creative is a group thing, I think, in my personal opinion. You get your ideas
like
from everyone
else. Especially
when
you get to, like, that level, too.
Yeah, it's like, yo, come on. And you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Well,
with
maybe
these
she's the director of a team. I can kind of get that.
How that I can
she's not.
But it makes
she's
it
never in the building. Let's be honest
no,
here.
Never, probably.
Oh, no, never.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a name.
She's a celebrity ambassador.
It's not like she's like in some office and they like go up there and like.
So what? What's next?
Like Ms. slide Gaga, a piece of paper like under Ms. the
Gaga,
table.
Gaga, and she hands them just like a piece, like a raw steak, and yeah. they like pick it up and it's a camera.
This is amazing.
Now imagine you're someone like fucking Lady Gaga, right? Some random ass company is like, yo, just fucking say it in passing.
Yeah.
In a fucking interview, just and we'll your, just like pay you $100,000.
You literally like athletes will just wear a pair of sweatpants and be pictured in it, and they'll get hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's fucking absurd. And I'm sitting here and I can't get fucking dick.
It's just to use your likeness.
Yeah, which is kind of shallow.
Just to put like Gaga on their packaging.
You know what I mean? Like they don't give a fuck about the person themselves. They just want their following. So it's just like. Just say it. Just say like Fashion Nova, I think, is the new one that's like...
It's everywhere.
Everywhere now. But like Cardi B really was like the first person to really like start that up, right?
I mean, she's the biggest one who's probably promoting it still.
Big, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
I think it's like...
It's like cheap, like sexy clothes?
It's like Netflix, but for clothes.
Cheap, like sexy clothes? I think it's just like clothes. Like.
Yeah, I think it's like Netflix, like Blue Apron for clothes.
Oh, they send like a package to your house?
I think so. I think it's like they send you like... So there was a thing that I... a couple of buddies of mine did at college where it's this clothing company. They literally send you a crate. Like not a fucking box, a crate of clothes. And whatever you want, you just take out and you send the rest back. And then they charge you for whatever's not in it.
I'm really bad with sending stuff back.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'd send it.
So like I have one of these services that I sign up for. Fuck it. Let's shout them out. It's called Trendy Butler. I found it on Instagram, and it's like a right. It's not like amazing
what
or anything.
What is Trendy Butler?
It's just like you sign up, and I don't know how much it is. I think it's like $50 or some shit like that. And every month they send you just like a package of like two or three items.
But like what kind of items? Like cleaning stuff?
No, like clothes.
Oh.
So
I heard Trendy Butler, so I thought it was like trendy, like fucking like shit
like
that can help
clean.
You with
just like a dope ass Swiffer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, this Trendy Butler loofah is fire.
Yo, this is a fire ass bar of soap.
I was like, yeah, I've never
heard
of that.
You know what though? There actually are some fire bars of soap. I'm not gonna get into it. Have you ever been to like Lush Work?
No.
Hold on, you heard
of Whole Foods makes mad good fucking
first
soap.
First of all, you heard him, he goes, I'm not gonna get into it. You ever been to Lush Work?
No. Wait, is this like a...
Is it Lush Work or Lush? Lush Work, I think, Lush. Is a friend of ours band or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Lawrence. Shout out to Els Roman. Yo, shout out...
Yo, Lush
check
is
out
definitely
Lush.
A band name.
Go check sure. out Lush Work on SoundCloud. They have some good music. But anyway, I think it's Lush.
It's Lush. Dude, I walked in there and like they literally have like buckets of soap that you can like... It, like you put your hand in and like take out a whole scoop of it. It's fucking... It's pretty sick.
Do you use a loofah?
I don't.
Of course I do.
I use a loofah.
I have to. My body is way too disgusting to not.
Yo, I don't. I really stand by the fact that I don't wash well.
Joe Santagato, everybody.
Stinky Joe.
Stinky Joe. That's a new one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Vanilla Joe.
Fucking Stinky Joe.
I really don't think my hygiene is that.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you wash your back?
We've had that conversation.
Oh.
But like, no.
Like you get real into it. I know you do.
I have to, dude. I have to.
Like your armpits. Like what do you do with your armpits? You just do that? You don't loof it up?
What's the difference? I'm like, I'm out here
soaping.
Dude,
loofah, it's like, it gets deeper.
It gets
like
yeah, you could scrub it. You could actually scrub.
We've had this conversation, but all I'm going to say is like, if I can reach it, I'll wash the shit out of it.
Right.
If I can't reach it, it's not
going to work.
Yeah, but that's why a good loofah helps, dude. You get.
No, I don't got that kind of time.
Don't got that kind of time. To clean yourself?
You're crazy. And you go, you bare knuckle wash like your nether regions?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I kind of feel better when I do that with my bare hands.
First of all, what is it?
Get in there?
Yeah. Wait. You don't like raw dog wash your ass?
No. You don't. That loofah goes in. That shit is fucking. It gets places I can't, and I don't want to get.
Oh, I'm getting in there.
I start with my hand, finish with the loof.
Yo, let me ask you a personal question.
You guys are on a first name basis. The loof.
He's got a nickname for it. I start with the hand, finish with the loof.
Always finish with the loof, bro.
No. No, but I get my hand in all kinds of places. Yeah. It's my body.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's your body, but like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I'm getting a better clean when I use not my fucking hands.
Right, but do you shower gel or bars of soap?
Bars of soap. But shower gel is the biggest fucking fraud.
It really is,
in
man.
The world.
And the biggest waste of money, too. That shit has gone in 3 days.
Dude, yeah, what I the don't, fuck is shower gel?
I don't, yo, I swear to God, I don't get it because
they
I'm
put
like,
it on the bottle. They're like, oh, 8-in-1. It's yeah. also soap, also shampoo, conditioner. Yes. Like, get the fuck out of here.
See these so locks? True. I can't do that fucking 3-in-1 bullshit. No. My fucking hair comes out like awful.
We get so damaged.
It's yeah. so fake. So it's fake. So bullshit.
It's so bad. It's just
like you're telling me I could wash my dick and my face with this?
Get the fuck out of here.
Those are completely different things.
Completely different yeah. things.
And like I want them to smell different. I don't want but like also like I don't want my face smelling like fucking pure sport no. old spice. I want my balls smelling like that.
Right.
Always. I want my face just to be just clean.
Yeah. I agree. You ever? I used to hate like showering. Like, if you ever showered at somebody else's house and they didn't have like shampoo or like actual soap, I hated that shit.
I know.
It's dude. The worst. I'm like, and I have to use shampoo for my whole body because yo, your fucking parents can't first go of get
all,
soap.
First of all, you ever shower Sorry. At someone's house and they're like, "Mike, yo, what the fuck is going with your shower?
I
yo,
know.
It sucks.
Why is this a Rubik's cube?
Yo, fucking no, everyone else's kind of, shower is awful, but mine.
It's no, insane.
I'm convinced no shower is the same.
They're like snowflakes.
Yeah. Yo. So, like, which one do I twist? And there's always some fucking
button or yeah. some shit. Like, it's like, oh, pull it out so it's the shower.
Yeah, I'm like, what push the it fuck in. Is it?
So, yeah, you gotta turn.
You gotta, like, twist it. I'm over there, like, steering a boat. And the guy's like, yeah, just pull this now. Yeah, I'm like, dude, it. Can we just get an yeah. on button
You need, like,
here?
Two people to put hot water on. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So, you gotta turn the cold water, like, a little bit more than the hot water for it to work.
I'm you
like,
ever, yo, you ever go to someone's
this
house?
Is bullshit.
You ever go to someone's house and they go, by the way, the cold water's the hot and the hot water's the cold? I'm
yeah.
like, does anyone fucking know what's going on here?
Or the difference between, like, comfortable hot and fucking burn your skin off oh. is, like, half a millimeter.
It's so true.
Yo, it's the worst because then I'll be like, fuck, ow. And then I'll just go a little, and then I'm frozen.
I know.
Or you had the friend's house where you knew it always took forever to get hot.
Yeah.
It's just cold water
no,
forever.
Nothing is worse than like low water pressure.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were just talking nothing. About that.
I'm like taking a bath in a fucking, what is it, a bird bath?
Basically, yeah. I'm like a fucking Will Ferrell and Up. I'm just like, I have to literally hold my
Did
hands
you say
like
Will
this.
Ferrell and Up?
Not Up. Elf.
Oh,
the other like, three letter.
I was like, was he in Up?
Yo, for a second though, I thought about it. I was like, yeah, was he in Up?
I didn't know. I was like,
he
was
might
he
have.
Old guy?
Like, did he play? The, yeah, did he play?
He
the
might
old
have
guy?
Been.
But
know.
You ever get out of the shower and you still have a little soap left on you, and you're like, God damn
I
it!
I just leave it.
It's you
there.
Just, you just leave
it's
it,
there.
Right?
Yeah, there's
so
no.
I think about getting
in
back
my,
in the shower.
In
but
my
like,
mind, it's like it's soap. Like it's literally not gonna do bad things,
yeah.
right?
No.
And also, can a bar of soap get dirty?
That's yo. That's an ingenious question. I don't know.
I don't know, but you know it's fucking terrible.
Dude,
you know when a bar
a fish
is,
wet.
Do you know when a bar of soap?
Yeah.
Is like just fucking
mush.
Mushy.
At the top, it has like the disgusting like top layer. It's gross.
Oh no! I use that shit. I take it off and play with it. I like throw it.
Oh my God! What the fuck?
The what?
Yo, and I.
Yo,
use...
you ever take like two?
Where are you throwing it, Frank?
I take it off. I throw it.
You ever take like two old ones and put them together?
And they like, it's like a fucking science experiment, yo. I swear to God.
What the fuck are you guys talking
yo,
about?
Because if you have two old pieces of like.
Why
of,
you have of, two bars of soap?
No, listen. When the soap gets so thin, yes. you can't use it anymore and you need to like fold it in half. And you can't use it.
He's spitting. He's spinning.
Wrong, wait. What are you doing?
When the bars of soap get so thin and you can't use them on your body anymore, and then you fold it like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's it so gets true. To the point where you're literally, like, going like this on your body.
Oh, my God.
How many pieces of soap is this big?
And you're using it.
It's so funny. Oh my God, it's so true.
Yo, and you're rubbing it on your body, and it's just like moving around your palm, and it's not washing.
What does this have to do with what I was talking about?
So then you so take a brand true. New bar of soap, and you lay it on top and let the water get to it.
Like
so
mega
it like,
soap, bro.
It like mega soap, yeah. I honestly have no idea what you're talking
You've
about.
You've never made mega soap?
Yeah. You're a bitch, bro. He doesn't understand mega soap.
You never made mega soap.
No, it's so true.
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
Holy shit, man. That just brought back so many memories for me.
What memories?
What possible memories? Yeah,
this has happened to me so many times, though, in life. Just combining two fucking of the same withered away fucking soap bars.
It's the ultimate poor move. You have two bars of soap that are this big, and you put them together to make a mega soap.
Oh, it's so funny.
Does this put back so many?
Yeah, I'm like, what memory?
Just being fucking poor growing up.
Yeah. See?
Poor dudes. Combining soap, getting through it.
Poor dudes.
Also, the other thing about soap, when you get a hair on there, why do you have to be like a fucking rocket scientist to get the fucking thing off of there?
Just put it in the water and let the water wash it
down. I know, but you have to like hold it at a certain angle for like the water to
go off. Yo, I was showering at my girlfriend's recently and fire. She hates, dude, super fire. She has a fire shower.
Wait, was she in it?
No, not yet.
Oh, that sucks.
So So I was using the bar of soap and she hates hair on it. And for some reason, that thing is literally covered in hair after I use it.
For some reason. Not your body hair.
Well, I don't wash my hair with bars of soap. That's just sorcery and I'm not fucking about it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Brujos do that, not fucking
who? Me.
Witches.
Come on, yo.
Sorry. I'm not Spanish like you guys.
But yo, I got hair on the soap and she's like, "Oh, I'm deciding I'm going to come into shower now." Yo, I felt like a fucking crack addict, like in the corner back to her like trying to get the hair off. I felt so bad.
Oh, man. You know, I also can't, like, get out of the shower until, like, my fingernails are clean, too.
Oh, that's literally
I stand there like this.
Right? Don't you do that?
I go,
I'm like, please get out of there. Please get out of there so I can get the fuck out of the shower.
Yeah, I hold my fingers all back so I could get water in there.
I do the same thing.
What?
I did that literally today.
Did you guys have the bar of soap that, like, came in, like, a mesh, like, loofah?
So what?
It's like you didn't drop it.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It came in like a net?
Yeah, it came in like a net. And it was like pink and red. I remember it was watermelon. And it was like a fucking weapon because you can swing that shit. Like, I remember swinging that shit and fucking hitting my brothers. Not in the shower.
Yeah. Soap on a
rope.
Wait,
how big is this shit?
Not in the shower, but like...
Well, you're taking the soap out of the bathroom and using it as a fucking weapon?
Dude, when you have two brothers.
Yeah.
Younger brothers, you got to find anything you could use.
You got to get creative, for sure.
Dude,
You have two older brothers, right? I have two older brothers.
I have two younger brothers.
One time, me and my brothers had a crazy pillow fight, and Keith went to, like, I swung at Keith, and he bent over to, like, duck it, and he did. And then my brother Thomas simultaneously came over the top, hit him over the head, and his head hit the radiator.
Oh.
Or the radiator.
No, radiator and radiator is one of those words. I was definitely just thinking radiator. That as soon as you said it.
First of all, I said it once in a video, and people went fucking apeshit. Like, oh my.
What do you say?
Look at the way he said it.
Well, because
I say both.
No, because you radiate heat. You don't radiate heat.
That's what I say radiator.
Yeah.
I say both, to be honest with you. It, like, switches for me. I don't know why. Like, aunt and aunt, I also say both.
That's fucking. We've spoken about this. You're an idiot if you say aunt.
Sorry. Yeah.
Or from, like, the 1940s.
Yeah.
My aunt.
My aunt.
Auntie?
My auntie.
Well, it's like auntie. It's not auntie.
Auntie?
Yeah, but no one says auntie.
People say auntie.
I say aunt.
I've never met anyone say, that's my aunt. Ever. Ever, I've never heard somebody. I don't think I have either. Present somebody's aunt to me as aunt.
No, I've definitely only said...
I couldn't get that out for some reason.
He's still thinking about the soap.
Foldable soap. Remember the Power Strip deodorant?
No, but I remember the gel balls that were like the gel green balls. You know what I'm talking about? And the deodorant. Dude,
the power balls or whatever.
Yes, the power balls.
What was the power balls?
There was the power strip, which was a deodorant literally with a strip running through it. Right.
Okay, I remember that. It was like a green one, right?
Yeah, but then there was something like that had like these green balls inside of it.
Yeah, they're like micro beads or some shit.
I'm so about green balls.
No, dude, gel deodorant is the biggest fraud. Like, it's the dumbest shit on the planet.
It's so stupid.
Because it makes you wet.
Yeah, it also makes you smell like shit.
Yes.
Like, after a little while.
Weird. Dude, what about
you
spray?
Smell like, yeah.
We had a friend growing up who would spray deodorant. I'm like, dude, this looks like bug spray.
Spray deodorant never has made me smell good.
Oh, well, David smells like shit.
Poor David.
Okay, this mic just came back, hit me right in the fucking nose, and now I'm gonna sneeze. No,
Dave, you also karate chopped it at one point earlier. Do you remember
anything? David does not.
This mic just fucking crushed my nose.
Disclaimer, David does not smell like shit. But, dude, but we were growing up in the time where, like, Axe deodorant was like a big thing. It was like a big thing. I remember I used to carry like 9 cans
of
Kilo
Axe. First of all, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Because you're Puerto Rican. But do you remember what they called Axe? The
Puerto Rican shower. Yeah. So racist.
Very.
So racist.
I thought it was the Mexican shower.
It might be that too, actually.
No, I think
all racist.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Mexican shower is like just using a sink or something as well. Jesus. Like, no. Say like you're at an event or whatever.
Yeah.
And you do like you just wash your armpits and like other stuff.
I've done that before.
They call that the Mexican shower.
Wait, what? If you're at an event?
Yeah, like somewhere where you feel like you're a little overly sweaty, want to get cleaned up.
Dude,
I've never done that.
I was on medication once. I had to take prednisone.
What the fuck is that?
Which is a steroid. It kind of like boosts your fucking body.
Yeah.
Yo, I would be sitting like this. I kid you not. Yo, like dripping sweat. I didn't understand it. It was fucking crazy. And I wore like deodorant like 4 times a day.
I used to sweat like you would not believe. Like it would be incredible. I would be like, I don't know. It like it has slowed down a little bit. It's weird because I used to have like crazy IBS. And it would be like, as soon as I ate, I would have to shit like immediately.
Yeah.
And then I also would sweat even if I was just sitting down at like outdoors at a, you know, a lunch spot or whatever, eating lunch. I'd be sweating profusely.
Yo, that's the worst.
Well, but like that's all slowed up. It's weird.
Well,
I don't know why.
Yo, I kid you not. My family tells this story all the time. When my brothers were young, like between the ages of like 3 and 5, when they would sleep, they would sweat to the point where it looked like they were pissing the bed. Like they had so much energy, like, and they radiate so much. I'm serious. Well, when kids go to sleep, like that energy gets burnt off in their sleep. That's how it burns it off.
Yeah, but that doesn't like.
Dude, they sweat so much. They sweat so much. It looked like they pissed the bed.
The listener sweat.
Frankie, I don't know if there's science backed behind this. It's like, yo,
it is.
It's got so much energy that when he goes to bed, it's soaked.
Dude, I'm telling
you. Yo, your kid's sweating a lot. Nah, he's just sweating off his energy.
No. He's just like an energetic kid. Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny.
Oh, my God. The worst is when you shower on a hot summer day, and you're like, nice, I'm clean.
And then you get out and you sweat.
You feel that one bead of sweat go down your head, and you're like, it's over.
It's awful. Like, I did all that for nothing.
For nothing. It's the worst.
Did you ever get out of the shower and immediately fart and go, well, I'm going to get back in the shower now?
I've had that, but like I've had the shit as soon as I get out of the
shower. Yeah, that's bad. Sitting on the toilet when you're in the shower or as soon as you're done with the shower is one of the most uncomfortable like feelings ever. I know we've spoke about this not long ago. Awful.
Those microbeads. I'm trying to remember the name. It's not coming to me, though.
I think it was like Gillette microbeads.
I remember
they were green little beads. And you know what fucking sucked, too? Sorry. But I got it on a shirt that I loved. And it fucking like bleached the shirt.
Oh, I hate that. When you use what? Oh, do you use antiperspirant?
The fuck is that?
That's like,
it's different deodorant and antiperspirant.
Wait, so people are putting like deodorant and then this shit on top of it?
No. They used to do that. Now they're built in. So like you'll get deodorant that's just deodorant.
Yeah.
And that'll keep you from like smelling like shit. And then the antiperspirant actually keeps you from like keeps you dry.
Yeah. Have you ever used like the dust?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I've only used that.
That's such a Spanish thing.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
it is. I can't. It's not racist because I'm Hispanic, but like
no, yo,
that's such a
dust like is terrible.
And just fucking.
Yeah, my abuelita used to do that shit all the time.
Dude, my abuelita, I don't know if she did that, but that was
was a big, like,
wait,
fan
why are you
powder.
Saying that? What are you talking about?
Abuelita, that's grandmother.
But you're saying it mad American. Isn't it abuela?
No.
Like, what abuela is, like, the term for it, right. But, like, when you call someone, like, your friend, or it's like a friendly term, like, abuelita, abuelito.
It's like my grandma.
Yeah, mine.
Little
grandma. Say, like, hermanito.
Yeah.
I got my daily dose of Rosetta Stone in.
Papacito.
Fuck my mamacito. We were speaking fake Spanish to Gary yesterday.
Yeah, we got in trouble. In trouble, but the guy.
Swing away, Gary. I needed a run to cover 1.5. But
I know.
It didn't happen.
It's all right. It's all right.
I crushed.
But that's
velocities.
The weird. Like it's weird that you said that like Axe actually started in like in our lifetimes,
dude.
Like, that whole phase became, like, if you were 13, like, you had X.
I wore a lot of it. I used to go to a, back in the day, I used to go to, a, like, a day camp during the summers. It was fucking, like, pretty dope, actually. But what they used to do is they used to go into the kids' bunks and poke the, like, two or three cans of Axe and throw them into bunks. Because it was like a
fucking smoke bomb.
No, it was like a smoke bomb. You couldn't breathe when all that shit was in the air.
You went to, like, Jewish camp?
It was very Jewish. Yes, it was.
Well, like,
and I used to like sneak onto the, because, dude, it was kind of like fucked up, but like,
you used to sneak in the can.
No, listen. Hour. No, listen. Like, there was like two lines for lunch, and when you got online, it's when. So there was the regular line, and there was the kosher line, and the kosher line always went first, and always had the dope food.
Wow,
like
so
the
wet.
Kosher chicken nuggets were like crunchy. And like fucking like inside was like
what the
perfect.
Fuck does kosher mean? Like just
it's been blessed by a rabbi,
but it's just blessed.
It's religious.
It's religious.
You ever see like that seltzer that has all the Hebrew written on it?
No, yeah.
It's kosher.
Hebrew National hot dogs.
What I'm saying, like, you know, like in like I'm Catholic. When I go to church, like the little fucking pieces of bread, like
well,
host or whatever,
you gotta think,
is blessed. Is it different?
You have to think it could be cooked with like or made with different stuff.
Yeah, they don't do
like
that,
preservatives yeah. or like things like additives that are put into like regular food might not be in kosher food.
Dope chicken nugs.
Oh, but kosher chicken nugs were dope.
Did you guys ever eat those chicken nuggets with cheese in them?
No,
gross. Ew,
they
ew,
were gross.
No, but
they
I was
gross.
I was,
no, time out. Hold on, spilled beer. Everywhere.
I was one of those pieces of shit that had the
damn
the hot dog Lunchables.
Yuck.
Yeah. Ew, you're a it's fucking disgusting. Gross piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Then we were just talking about how we hated Lunchables.
Hated Lunchables.
You're fucking both dumbasses.
Yeah, they were like sweaty food.
I'll hit you.
You're fucking both stupid. I'll you were the king of the classroom if you had Lunchables that day.
Frankie, no, I will hit
you. Don't even fuck around. Lunchables were the shit.
I'll hit you.
No, you won't.
Yo, Frankie was super Lunchables because I remember this motherfucker always had the pizza Lunchables. Oh. And he'd be out there. You know what he would do, too?
Spreading that sauce.
I want everyone.
It.
I want
that bag.
Crushing it. Mix with the finger, bitch.
Ooh, I want everyone to know. I want everyone to look at his face. This piece of shit. They have the red stick that you use to like.
No, it never came with a stick.
It came with a stick.
No, it still doesn't come with a stick.
It did, you piece of
garbage. No, it didn't because it would still. And no stick in Lunchables.
Frankie would pour the sauce onto the thing.
Fuck you both.
And then use his index finger and spread it out onto the fucking thing like a piece of garbage.
You're damn right. And I still do it today.
Sprinkle that fucking ridiculous mozzarella cheese
you're
that
crazy.
Isn't cheese.
Lunchables.
And then fake fucking pepperonis on it and eat that shit like an asshole.
I'm gonna fight you tonight. I swear to God, I'm gonna fight you tonight.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm letting you know Lunchables were the shit.
A hot dog Lunchable sounds
yeah,
awful.
It was awful.
First
was
of all, hot dogs like so normally. Bad. Lunchable hot dogs?
Dude, Lunchable hot dogs are bad. I'll give you that. But pizza Lunchables were, to this day, fire.
No.
Yeah, we should have a taste test.
You're crazy.
I'm not eating them.
Dude, I will eat every Lunchable you present me with.
Yo, Lunchable.
You'll eat
ham?
The ham and cheese Lunchable.
Oh, yeah.
Sweaty ham?
Yeah.
Frankie,
ham,
seriously.
Turkey, give them all to me.
Literally, get out of my home. Get out of my home. You're going to eat that? It's not ham.
Yes, it is.
It's call it what it is.
It's definitely not ham.
Look, it might not be like top quality ham, but in today's FDA standards, in order for them to get FDA regulated, it's got to be at least like 80% ham.
There's no way it's 80%. No. I would say 40%, and I'm being generous.
Sweaty.
I'm being generosity.
You're being generosity.
I'm being generosity with 40%.
The human embodiment of generosity.
No. There's no way it's 40% ham.
No way.
That cheese is get bitch.
No way. You're out of your fucking mind. It's delicious.
It's mostly
dude,
plastic.
That sauce is amazing.
No. Yeah, but why is the meat sweating? Like, what? It's so wet when you take it out.
Because they, I don't know, maybe they got to put it in there with like some salt, make sure it preserves a little bit, and salt, you know, induces holds in moisture. Fuck you all.
You know what was another thing, though?
Please, if there's anyone out there that loves Lunchables as much as I do, please say something. I need you right now.
No, they came out. I think they came out.
I would love to interview the like CEO of Lunchables and go, what are you doing?
Dude, I once...
That's like the laziest parent fucking
dude,
lunch, though.
Lunchables,
it really is.
Lunchables,
all right, take the steak.
I don't mean to brag, but Lunchables follows me on Twitter.
Do they?
Oh, see, it's
yes,
a cheap
they
plug.
Do.
That's why
DM
it.
Them and be like, send me the ingredients.
Well,
and they're going to go, oh, okay, 30% ham, 40% plastic, and then 30% ace.
Yeah.
Listen. If anyone from Lunchables is listening, I will be your fucking poster boy.
Oh.
Here's your
poster boy. You guys want to eat somebody's Lunchables?
Enjoy your poster boy right here.
You want to know what's weird is that I can see him on the box.
I could also. It's just like. Just
see it.
Just
like.
I love Lunchables.
It's like fucking saucy fingers. Just like fucking stand
up. Frankie loved fucking Lunchables.
Yeah, what was that cheese that you did use a red stick for? Also, wait. Also, the other thing. Did you guys like those crackers and peanut butter things?
Yeah, they were. But I take crackers and cheese over
crackers and cheese.
Crackers and cheese or crackers and peanut butter?
I was a cheese guy.
You're talking about the like long crackers with the cheese on the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I fuck with the cheese. That's disgusting, yeah. Too.
No.
Hated that.
You're fucking dumb.
Wait, no. Those are good.
You like those?
Yeah.
I didn't like those.
I love Cheese Whiz. And you know why I love Cheese Whiz? Because of Goofy Movie.
True. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't fuck with me.
Yo, Roxanne.
That dude was awesome.
Yo, Roxanne from Goofy Movie.
Still.
I literally would sell the rights to my mother to make out with her.
Mad hot. Yeah,
she's still good.
She kind of reminds me of Jubilee from X-Men.
The character or the movie?
Just the way she, like, her art.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, the character of Roxanne in the movie?
Fuck yeah, Dazzler. Super.
If I could be honest, that's probably my number one most, like, if I could nail any, like, fictional character, that's her.
Dude.
Over Jasmine?
Yeah.
That's
weird. Roxanne?
She's also, like, a teen, though.
Dude, Jessica Rabbit?
Dude,
Jessica Rabbit, but also, yo, Call Me Crazy, post Fish Puss, Little Mermaid, dude, that red hair gets it.
Yeah,
but like Roxanne,
dude, Roxanne is super good. Don't get me wrong,
Roxanne. Also, what was the song in there? Remember when he's performing it, but he's lip syncing it?
Yeah.
Song is fire.
I don't remember.
And
he's
remember.
Up on like strings and
shit. Yeah.
It was fire.
Oh, that's a good. Yo, that's a great movie.
We're gonna have to bump that later.
That's a great movie.
Yo, you know what's crazy? All the pizza in that movie looked so good.
I know. Dude, pizza and Ninja Turtles cartoons when I was younger, I was like, this makes me want to eat the shit out of some pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I want pizza right now.
I'm so awesome.
You guys want
to
get pizza?
Yeah, let's get pizza.
Should I order pizza?
I just got empanadas. So
No. I'm like literally dead serious. Do you want pizza?
I'm good. I had empanadas.
I like pizza.
It's 7 o'clock.
Hope I don't have a ticket.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're 60.
Oh, you're on the
over.
Block. Wait, no. It's
11
after
minutes
six.
Over.
11. Wait, where'd you park?
6:49. I parked down my gutter.
What do you have to move every half hour? You have to.
Every hour.
I paid for it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But dude, Jessica Rabbit. They literally I was watching something about like the making of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And Jessica Rabbit was created with like fucking like ignoring physics. Like when she walks, her boobs like bounce up.
Yeah, her titties were insane.
Stupid. Yeah, Jessica Rabbit's titties are so dope.
So fire.
Yeah,
super. Yo, Lola Bunny was fire too.
Yo,
she had mad sexual swag in Space Jam.
Dude, Lola Bunny could catch a hook.
And they play like that fucking like slow jazz music.
Lola Bunny's getting everything that I own.
I know.
Everything that
I
own.
Fuck the shit out of Lola Bunny.
All right, that's a lot, but
no,
I would.
Not.
Wait, how old is Lola Bunny?
She's an adult. She's
dude. She's got to be an adult. Bugs is in his like 60s, and Lola came out in the 90s. So
yeah, she's
we're
probably,
okay.
She's probably like 23.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah, Lola's getting punched.
Mad thrashable.
Oh, Lola's hot as fuck, dude.
Just ridiculous.
Quick one, off the cuff. Fruit roll up or fruit by the foot?
Fruit roll up.
Fruit roll up.
No. Fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot was the long one.
Yeah.
I liked. Yeah. Fruit I liked by the that. Foot. I didn't like punching the shit out of that.
I like. No. Fruit roll up was cool because it had like the tattoos on it, and you could like sit there with it.
Or you could roll. Or you could roll it up. We used to like roll them up, like when we played baseball, we'd roll them up and just like
pack.
Yeah, because we used to like.
Dope.
You would pack it as like a lip.
Yeah, because we wanted to be. Wanted to be cool.
Chaw me, cheek me, chaw cheesy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think by the foot is better.
Yeah.
The roll up, you know what's funny? One time in second grade, I had a roll up for lunch because my parents loved me.
Fruit roll ups are fire
Yo,
too.
It was literally like a holiday when
and
I got those.
And that's not shitting on fruit roll up that we all picked fruit by the foot. Like,
yeah,
fruit,
they're both amazing.
Fruit roll ups were still awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, anyone who just like just bit into a fruit roll up,
idiot.
I would like to hit you.
Yeah, punch those things out. Take those things out.
Yeah, like
you
had like tic-tac-toe, remember?
Yeah. No, you're confusing. Roll up is the long one.
No,
that's fruit by the
fruit
foot
by, no,
because
there's
a foot long.
Yeah, you're right.
Fruit by the foot is the one that comes in a circle.
I've had too many.
Foot.
I'm going to remember everything I've said just now.
Right.
But... if I had another one,
it's early still.
After that one, I'm not gonna really like remember every single word. And with Twitch, I know I'm gonna be like, yo, let me just drink while I'm fucking streaming while playing
That's
Fortnite.
That's a dangerous game, yeah.
So I'm gonna be like, so I'm just like, I'm gonna go back and watch streams and be like, yo, you were fucking hammered playing this shit.
That's gonna happen for sure.
Yeah, and he knows this too because he plays Xbox with us a lot. But like, when you're playing video games, you say the worst shit. Like, obviously, we don't get racist or fucking anti-Semitic or anything, but like the shit that you say is out of control, yeah. And I worry about that sometimes.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's just weird. Like, you can, in your head, it's so justifiable that you're telling somebody from across the country to suck your fucking asshole. But then if you really think about it, you're like, why am I doing this? I'm a grown man screaming at somebody at like 1 in the morning.
When I was like 11 years old, I called someone a bottle of cum. Like,
yeah, that's advanced for 10.
It's advanced.
That is advanced.
Like, I think back on the shit I said and I feel so fucking bad. And I'm like, yeah. But then I remember like it was a different time. Like we didn't know, like we didn't have the brain power to understand that what we were saying was hurtful.
Think about how much a bottle holds.
I know. That's a lot of
cum.
Yo, would you ever donate your sperm?
It's a lot of money, dude.
I don't know.
It's kind of scary because then like,
wouldn't it be weird knowing like your kids walking around somewhere?
Yeah. I don't know if I would want that. Like I want to know who my kids are.
Yeah, I do too. I want to know who my kids are.
Would you ever donate it?
If I get to know.
That's really, if I like.
If I get to know.
I don't know. That's really tough.
I would like to meet and be like, yo, I'm kind of your dad.
If someone came up to me, like a very good friend of mine, and was like, listen, so-and-so want to have children. However, we can't for this reason. Like, would you be the donor? Like, I would then be a lot more inclined because it would be meaningful. And it would be someone who I could at least see they'd be in my life. You know what I mean? But like.
That's nice.
If like, it was just like, it's going to be shipped to fucking Michigan and you're never going to see the person, like that's kind of strange.
Like they're going to cut your cable off in a week. I got to go get some money and you could jerk off.
That's tough.
Is cum like expensive?
I think probably, because I think now though the cum is very advanced now.
Wait, cum's expensive?
Yeah, because people can get like exactly who they want. Like
they can literally pick like I want
a 6'4" blonde-haired man
doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
They have like profiles.
You got customizable cum.
Imagine
bro.
Mine. 6 foot hairy.
Right.
All over the place. Guess what? Unemployed.
I just walk in, they're like, nah, we're good.
We're good on your cum.
You want me to turn around? Be like, no, it's all right. Don't worry.
We don't need any more from you, actually. Yeah, there's still a whole closet of your stuff.
Like you can make a superhuman. That's what they want.
You can literally
literally customizable.
I could take like your singing voice and your eyes. Yep. I really like your eyes. I could take like I could take like your fucking complexion. Like, dude, you have nice eyes.
Thank you, man. Chestnut.
Dude, honestly.
So you would, like, if I was like, yo, I came to you one day. I was like, yo, like I'm trying to have a baby, but like my jizz is all like poopy. Like, would you be like,
if you said my jizz is poopy, I'll do anything you need me to do.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, yeah, I got poopy jizz.
If anyone I know was just like, yo, I need your cum ASAP, I'd be like, yeah, for sure.
Oh, I don't know. It would have to be someone like, all due respect to you, I love you, but like I haven't known you that long.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, you might turn around tomorrow and just like fuck my dog. Like, right. I don't know.
No, it's true. There is a feeling up here. It's so weird. Like, is it 5 years?
I would think at 5 years, I'll give you my cum.
Yeah, I think in 5 years,
that's the level of maturity of a friendship. Like, you know how they say like 7 years? If you're friends with someone for 7 years, they're going to be with you in your life for the rest of your life.
Right.
If you're friends with them for 5 years, they can have your cum.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for
that. Can I ask you one question, though?
No, I can't.
If you could play any superhero in that universe, who would you play?
Oh, in the Marvel universe?
In the Marvel universe. Or whoever you want. Any superhero you want. You can play them and you get a trilogy.
Oh, I get my own trilogy.
You get your own trilogy. You get 3 movies.
That's really, really tough.
I would say Captain America. He probably fucks mad puss.
But he doesn't. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, technically he's a virgin.
Wait, technically or actually?
So he's a virgin when he gets the super soldier serum, and then he never gets to fuck Peggy Carter. And then he goes and he's frozen until he comes back, and then he goes straight into the Avengers, and then he meets Agent 13, Sharon Carter, who's technically Peggy's granddaughter, niece, or whatever. He's never been with anyone. So that's the thought is that he's a virgin.
Like, I would want to play like a darker character just to see if I could play it.
Like Falcon.
Like, yeah, just to see if I could play a dark side. Like, if I was talented.
Oh, you
enough.
Mean like dark, like in the soul?
Yo,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
That'd be hard.
Wait, why are you going like
Like, you gotta remember, like, say Batman.
Yeah, you're
right?
not even an actor and you're already taking risks.
Yeah, why not? You should take risks in everything you do.
If anyone out there wants us to be actors, though,
we'll
do
it. We're talking
about
throwing jizz to strangers. I want a dark role, too. Yeah.
See, I'm thinking, I'm not gonna do someone that's been perfected because then I'm gonna be the awful one. So I'm thinking, like,
you can't be Iron Man.
Yeah, you can't be Iron Man. You can't be Batman.
What about Hulk, though? Because a lot of that CGI, I can get a good check off of that and just chill.
Yeah, but it's not even that.
You're kind of Hulkish.
Yeah, but it's not even just CGI anymore. It's like motion capture. So, you're going to have to do a lot of work.
Like, that dude, Andy Serkis, kills.
Amazing,
it.
Dude. Fucking super
sweet. Yeah, you actually do have to act.
Yo, Ant-Man?
What? Dude, Paul Rudd's an American treasure.
I love Paul Rudd.
Have you seen Ant-Man?
No, I haven't.
I have.
It's amazing.
I heard it's really good.
Ant-Man as a superhero? Nah.
Dude, it's kind of dope.
So stupid. If
I had to play one, Thor, I guess.
I would want to do Johnny Storm.
Dude, you're not playing Thor because Chris Hemsworth
is a 10. He's mesquite smoky.
Yo, Chris Hemsworth is beyond hot.
I know.
Yeah. Long hair Hemsworth or short hair Hemsworth?
It doesn't fucking matter.
I'm going shorty.
No, short hair is hot, but long hair, it's like, dude, you're good anywhere on earth.
He can do anything.
No, but it's weird, though. It's like, and most, like, animals, though, can fuck us up, though.
Dude, I don't think that. I stand by us. We had this conversation. Like, I think, like, lions, tigers, bears, they could fuck me up. But, like a dog. I don't see a dog beating the shit out of me.
Yeah, but, bro,
ever.
If you get bit by, like, a raccoon with rabies, you're fucked.
They just go get the fucking...
I know, but I'm just saying, just in terms of, like... Most animals could fuck you up.
But I could fuck up a raccoon.
Most animals, you're bugging.
I could
most
fuck
animals
up a
could fuck you up.
No, they can't fuck me up. They can fucking scratch me.
How many animals?
That's what I mean. Fuck you up.
Name an animal. I'll tell you if I could fuck it up.
Alligator.
I'm running away from it. I'm not going to try to fuck it up.
You can run away from any animal.
They're quick, though.
Yeah, try to run away from an alligator.
Think from an alligator and crocodiles, though. Their power is closing down, not opening up. So people fucking hold down an alligator's mouth with one
finger.
If
Vegas was going to take odds on who would win in a fight, you or an alligator, what do you think your odds are?
I am the favorite by like 1,000 points.
You think minus 1,000?
Dude, that's retarded.
Dude, a human? What? Do I get anything?
Or no, you're fighting that shit to the death with your bare hands.
With my bare hand? But I can craft.
What do you mean craft? Like
I
make stuff?
I can craft. Like, so like, say there's like a fucking table over there. I can snap the bottom of that.
We put an alligator in here and you in here.
I'm sorry, they don't have the ability to fucking think and craft shit with thumbs.
I'll give Frankie like minus 115. The most.
Yeah, no way minus 1,000.
I'm fucking that thing up. But like, this is the thing. We're not made with our bare hands to kill them. Like, look at that fucking high. What am I going to do? Poke his eye?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you did just say you were minus 1,000 against the alligator.
Yeah, I'll kill the shit out of it.
Mm.
I'm telling you, dude.
What about a crocodile?
Well, now.
I wanted to start small, is what I'm saying.
Frankie definitely can't fuck up an alligator.
I don't think I could either.
No way. I could fuck up an alligator.
There's no way.
Dude. I could fuck up an alligator. I will kick the shit out of it until it can't fucking see, and then I'm gonna fuck it up. I'm gonna swing.
Part of me would just love to see you do it,
dude. I'm gonna swing that thing like a fucking
baseball
bat.
Have you never watched Planet Earth? Like, they could fuck you up,
dude. Listen to me. You can hold their mouth shut, and that's all they got going for them. What are they gonna do?
With alligator too, it also depends on the arena. Because if it's on land, I give you way better odds. In the water, you're toast.
Yeah, in the water, I'm toast. But that's like putting a fish to fight me on land. I'm putting a fish to fight me in the water.
If you grab their mouth, they also like roll like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but in this room, bringing an alligator in this room, I could fuck it up. I could.
I would love to just clear this room and just put you in this corner.
And they fucking slide open the glass door.
Funny thing is.
Yeah, I don't know how
I'd be terrified.
I'm more scared of a bear than I am an alligator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Because those
even like a smaller bear.
Dude, lions, tigers, bears, pumas, cheetahs, the mountain lions, leopards.
Mountain lions.
Yo, how much does a tiger weigh? Like 300 pounds?
Dude, have you ever seen...
really?
Dude, yeah, I think so.
Dude, tigers on their tongue can lick human flesh off the bone because it's so barbed and so strong.
What?
So cat's tongues.
That's the most baller shit I've ever heard.
Dude, cat's tongues are barbed.
Yeah, yeah. I always, like, even small cats, I feel. Yeah.
So they have the power and strength, them and lions, to lick human flesh off the bone.
Do you want to know what the average, a male lion can get up to 670 pounds, tiger.
Dude, that's insane.
Can get up to 670 pounds. A female can get up to 370.
That's insane.
I'm not fighting any sort of cat.
No. Yeah, cats will fuck me out.
Cats are out.
And bears. Cats and bears, I'm pretty sure.
Elephant will kill you.
But an elephant just size wouldn't wise. Fight me. Yeah,
yo, like, elephant will fucking kill you, bro.
I know, but an elephant wouldn't fight me.
Giraffe.
I would, they won't I'd fight kill you. A giraffe.
Frank, the animal kingdom is beating the shit out of you.
You're not. No way, dude. I yes, will fuck so up a giraffe.
Like, what the fuck is that?
That's your phone, man.
Is that my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. I know that giraffes are beating the shit out of Frankie, though.
No way. Dude, a giraffe swings his head by me, I'm fucking putting it in a headlock. It's done.
Like, you couldn't... Could you beat up a ram? Rams are kind of weird.
Rams are weird because, like, they'll just run at you with their heads, and I'll just fucking take it and snap
Yeah, you got to try and get a yeah. hold of it.
Yo, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but none of this is happening. I'll just take its head and snap it. What are you, fucking crazy?
Dude, I can grab onto a ram's head and snap that neck.
Oh, man.
These kids are so fucking dumb.
You know they have, like, triple skulls?
I don't give a fuck what they have. What, they got single mean? Neck.
Like, how we have a single skull? They have three of them.
That's fire.
Yeah.
I can throw a rock at a ram. So
that's why they don't get concussions when they fight each other. Because their shit is mad protected.
Dude, I would say most animals... Oh, gorillas, I cannot fuck
up. Dude, that thing will rip you in half like a fucking loose leaf paper.
Dude, gorillas would fuck me up.
Literally, think about how fast you would die if a gorilla tried to fucking kill you.
If, like, you're done. A gorilla, you have
no
right?
hope. If you can't even pray for... Like, no, it's going to kill you.
If you gave me 10 minutes straight up to hit a gorilla as hard as I could... I could beat the shit out of a gorilla for 10 minutes.
Nothing.
And after the 10 minutes is up, it would blink its eye and beat the shit out of me. Dude, and I would die.
They would fuck me up.
That's why even back with the, like when that kid fell in that gorilla thing, and they were like, they didn't have to kill this.
Harambe.
They didn't have to kill it.
Probably had to kill it.
They could have to kill it.
Well, they could have tranked it.
Yeah, but that thing probably would have tripped out and ripped that kid in half.
If they tranked it?
Can you imagine just picking up
tripping balls? I don't know. Yeah. No, gorillas.
Honestly,
have no
that
chance.
Would have been a way more viral video if he ripped that kid in half.
Oh, yeah. That'd be super dope. But like, go to the zoo. Oh, also, like those fucking like 20-foot pythons in the fucking Amazon or in the Congo.
Yeah, no. That shit'll fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm not surviving that.
Fucking my dick.
Because like, I don't even think they get hurt. Those things.
Yeah, I don't think they have like impenetrable skin.
Yeah, fuck
dude,
that.
I wouldn't fight anything in the fucking zoo.
Yo, you know
zoo.
What? Fuck you up too, like an eagle.
I would beat the shit out
yo,
of a bird.
Yo, eagles are huge, bro.
Any bird?
I'm fighting birds.
Yo, man. I'll fuck an ostrich? Any bird. I'll fuck... No, ostriches are dangerous.
Yo, ostriches will fuck you up,
no,
bro.
Ostrich is not a bird. That's a fuck... That's a motherfucker.
Is it a bird?
It's... I guess.
Yo, ostrich will fuck that ass
yo,
up.
Yo, an ostrich will fuck me up. Yeah.
Ostrich will beat my shit.
And beat you in a race.
Ostrich?
Beat me in a race, bro.
Yeah, dude, they
easily.
Run like 30 miles
that's what
per
I'm
hour.
Saying. Like, yo, they'll fuck
dude,
you up and bang.
Ostrich, lion, tiger, bears, elephants, gorillas. That's the only thing on this planet that could fuck me up.
Anyway, where Frank, where can they find you?
FAlvarez8085 on Twitter and Instagram. I do a wrestling podcast, if you guys like wrestling, called The Squared Circle Jerks. You can find us on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and you can find us on Twitter at @scjpod. I got a Twitch account playing some Fortnite,
whoop.
Playing some other games. You can find that also at FAlvarez8085.
Fire.
Danny?
At Danny Lopriori on Twitter and Instagram. Holla at your boy.
But yeah, that is all.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.